Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, we are back after a week off. For another week of N4G Radio Week. It's a week.
That intro was weak.
It was weak in a different kind. But we are back after a week off because Killer Wolverine is lazy. And Gambus Khan was in the hospital. So send your get well cards and all of that good stuff over to his house.
But I'm out of the hospital.
Well, yeah, obviously, because you're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
He's doing it from the hospital.
Yeah, I got the IV in me right now.
And he's peeing in a bedpan right now. You can hear it in the background. Oh, with that, people would listen to that. It'd be like our highest rated show ever. But with us, we have the fearsome foursome in the hizzle. We have Gambus Khan.
Greetings, programs.
We have the Wombat.
I don't have a catchy greeting.
Now you do.
Now I do.
And we have the K-Dub.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how I coined that and I got everybody calling you that now? Does that annoy you?
No, not at all.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that, I could come up with another one, like titty sprinkles or something. They could call you that.
No, I like the one you came up with.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't offensive.
Oh, why would that be offensive?
I don't know. You, my cracker. Anyway.
Wow.
Now that's offensive.
Well, I'm allowed to say it.
I feel so offended, man.
No, you don't.
Just call me Ritz.
That, like a Ritz cracker.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you Saltine.
Saltine.
That's my ninja, Saltine, over there.
Yeah, you're not tan enough to be Ritz.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I'm more of a Saltine.
No doubt.
Thanks for putting me in my place.
Saltine covered in pepper.
Right. I recognize.
For shizzle.
Yeah,
But we've got some games to talk about. And it sucks we didn't have a show last week because there was that big giant game that came out that we didn't get to talk about.
Which one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's only been like 12 years in the making, and
Yeah, I don't really know which one you're talking about.
It wasn't really that big of a deal.
I didn't play it, so it doesn't count.
Oh, is that what it is? No, instead you were playing Too Human. Too Human.
No, it wasn't, actually. I didn't play it.
Oh, that's right. You were playing Borderlands last week.
I was, yeah.
And you guys ruined his Borderlands playing because you didn't show up for the show.
Yep.
So, put that in your pipe. Smoke it.
Yeah. Or at the very least, put it in your pipe and just hold your pipe in your mouth because smoking is bad for you.
Yes.
Unless it's a corn cob pipe.
And a button nose.
Yes.
Frosty didn't melt. He died of lung cancer.
Speaking of corn cob pipes, Gambus Khan.
What?
Okay.
It made no sense, but it made him laugh. So, and there's nothing more precious than a child's laughter. So, Gambus Khan, what have you been fondling besides a bedpan?
Yeah. I've been playing. Well, I played three games this week.
Trace.
Yes. I played on the Xbox 360. I played the newest downloadable title of the Summer of Arcade. And that is Castlevania. I don't know what the rest of it's called.
Harmony of Despair, and shame there on you for not knowing. You're the Castlevania guy.
The subtitles are so ridiculous at this
point.
Yeah,
they are. It's like they're now reusing words, but just putting them in different orders now.
Well, you know, it gives you a cheat sheet. It is called Castlevania HD. You know, it works on two levels.
No. Yeah, but I want to say Harmony of Dissonance.
Well, no, it's Harmony of Despair.
I want it to work on one level, and that's being a good name.
Oh, please.
I don't care about hidden levels.
Please. Two worlds. It's not a good name.
It was
name.
About two worlds.
No, it wasn't. It was about forsooth.
Mayhap.
Mayhap. Dude. So, Castlevania, Harmony of Despair.
Yeah.
Did you play?
That's a very interesting title. Have you played it, Zero?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Honestly, I don't know how I feel about this game. It's kind of a strange hybrid of a Symphony of the Night meets an arcade version of Castlevania. It's very arcadey.
It's more like Dead Rising.
Dead Rising.
Or Demon Souls.
Since Gamescom didn't ask me if I played it.
I assume that you didn't play it.
No, I played it. That's what you get for assuming.
Yeah, you made an ass out of you and me.
And you end up in the hospital.
With barbecue ribs.
I didn't get Dead Rising from it at all.
You didn't get the how you have to start over constantly?
Well, there's that, but that's lots of other games too, not just Dead Rising.
Well, yeah, but that's the first game I think of because that's the first game that pissed me off about it.
I gotcha. I get where you're going now. I thought you were going from like a gameplay standpoint.
Oh, no. I look at it as like Demon Souls and Dead Rising where it's like you have to play the same thing over and over and over again.
Right. It definitely does seem like it would be more fun with more than one person. I didn't play it multiplayer. I played the trial. I played the single player. I had fun with it. I didn't like it. I don't know. I think I would have preferred a regular new Castlevania 2D game.
I concur.
It's like it wanted to be like Symphony of the Night, and in some cases it was, but because it was trying to do other stuff, it just wasn't as good. So, I don't know. Playing it single player, it just kind of felt like a lackluster Castlevania.
Well, that's because that's not the way it's meant to be played.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. That's what I said. I'd have to play it multiplayer to give it a fair shake.
I think they took a look at the new Super Mario Wii game and was like, hey, we could do that, but in Castlevania. And I think this is pretty much the best that they came up with. And obviously, the game itself, you have to play it multiplayer in order for it to shine, in order for it to be the game that it was meant to be. You have to play it. I'd say you'd probably have to have at least a three-player game going on.
Yeah, you got to stop playing with yourself. You got to get a threesome going on.
It's tough.
I know. Yes. You can't always get everybody involved, and not everybody wants to do it, you know.
Yeah, sometimes people are tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes the moral dilemma comes up.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes Killer Wolverine forgets to take his pants off.
I never forget to take my pants off.
Your pants off now?
Yes, they are.
This is the Pants Off Podcast.
Yikes.
Bring it.
I didn't sign up for that.
You didn't have to.
I did. Need the fine print, my friend.
It's that big old contract you signed. It says sexy.
But anyway, I do think that it's on a base level, it is a really fun game, and it plays just like the recent post Symphony of the Night games, and the graphics are pretty cool. I like how you can zoom out all the way and you can see the entire stage, which is humongous.
Did you play like that? Did you try to play like that?
No.
You totally should. It's like so freaking hard.
I tried to play like 2 seconds like that, just to see what it was like. And, dude, it's impossible, especially when you're playing it on a monitor like I was and not on a TV.
Yeah. Things were ridiculous.
When I was at E3, I remember waiting in line for E3 to open on day three and overhearing someone talking about the downloadable Castlevania game. And they said that when they played the game, that they did not feel Castlevania from the game, because, you know, the Castlevania games established like an atmosphere. Even though this game uses the same graphical palettes as the past several Castlevanias, I do think that what the person said, it rings true to me as well. It feels like you're navigating a map more than you're navigating an environment. The map is like so, like fixed over the actual gameplay because of the zoom out mechanic, which does, it'll come in great handy, you know, when you're playing it as a four player game, but it does not establish a mood, the gothic mood that the Castlevania games, of you being basically, you know,
emo,
a singular hero versus the impending doom of the darkness or whatever.
I think I agree with that.
I feel the same way. It feels more like a giant map than it does an environment.
Yeah, I'm not actually huge on the ability to see the whole map at once.
Yeah.
I kind of like the surprise of not knowing what the next room's going to look like or where I need to go. Like, part of it, part of the appeal of Castlevania to me has always been kind of the backtracking and figuring out where you need to go. And in this game, or in the exploration, and in this game you can just kind of pull out the map and see, okay, well, I need to go here to do this, and I need to go here to do this, and...
Yeah.
That's because you have to, because you only have 30 minutes.
Right. Right.
So, in turn, it's almost like a casual multiplayer Castlevania.
It ain't casual. F that. That game spanked my ass more than a dominatrix.
I would assume
it's hard.
That...
It's not quite Dracula X Chronicles hard, but it's hard.
Yeah, yeah. I do think that if you're playing it as a four-player game, and if you learn the basic layout of the stage, I do think that it'll probably be pretty decently easy.
Decently easy.
Yeah, like
bust
between
it.
Easy between easy and
bust
medium.
It.
Well, there you go. So, Castlevania, yay, nay, $15.
I say
nay
for
me.
Say yay.
I say yay as well, but only if you intend to play with other people.
Yeah,
because that game just spanked my ass and called me Charlie.
Yikes.
Yeah. So what else are you playing, Gambus?
The other game I've been playing is Dragon Quest IX for the Nintendo DS.
And what else you been playing, Gambus?
And Dragon Quest IX for the Nintendo DS.
I was hoping you'd move on.
No. I've come to the conclusion.
Conclusion?
That my, if I had to list my top three games of the year of all systems, I would say Dragon Quest IX will be third place.
I was going to say, if you say first place, I'm going to be shocked.
No, it's third place. Out of everything that I've played this year so far on any platform.
So what are the top two? Because, you know, inquiring minds are dying to know.
Well, Mass Effect 2 would be in the top two, and probably the number one, or maybe the number two spot, depending on how I finish it, would be the other game that I played this week.
Ah, okay. Well, you can talk about Dragon Quest for a moment.
Yeah, I actually, there's an option in the game where you can set your DS on standby, and it'll actually have a outreach signal to where if any DS within a 60-foot radius with Dragon Quest IX comes in within the vicinity, that particular character can visit your world. You can actually recruit that character, if I'm not mistaken, into your game. You can have that character as a visitor, and vice versa. Your character could go into their game. Over the past couple weeks, I went to the mall a couple times with that feature. Went to GameStop. I'm losing my words today.
Indeed.
But nothing, man. It's like, this game is like the portable game besides Monster Hunter that I would love to actually, you know, take off in popularity here in the States. Dragon Quest IX is probably one of the best role-playing games ever made for a portable platform. Hands down.
Them strong words, boy.
Yeah, it's just so fun. I mean, granted, it's not really that character-driven because you create all your characters. You create the way they look, you know, their faces, their hair. Every time you get a new sword, it looks different when you equipped it. Every time you get new armor, new shoes, pant armor, upper armor, helmets, everything, shields, they all look different and they all make your character look different. So my character party that I have right now, nobody looks like the same at all. Every character looks completely different from each other. And you can do that, you know, it's just, I mean, it's almost like, you know, part of the fun of the game is just, you know, finding new armor. It's almost got like a Diablo-esque fun factor in a Dragon Quest game. If that makes any sense. I mean, if someone is into both games, like Dragon Quest and Diablo, I would say this would be the perfect game to buy. If you're obsessed with like both of those on a like an even level, I would say go get Dragon Quest.
Well, we reviewed it and gave it a 9.0.
And I totally agree with Jeff's assessment of it. I really do think it's at least that good. Yeah.
Hot Pockets.
It's very, very good. And the other game is the game that we might have a round table of.
No, it's just me and you.
Just me and you?
Just me and
you. Okay. Alrighty. The game that we've been waiting over a decade for. The game that basically makes us pretty much console gamers all of a sudden want to bring out a PC. StarCraft 2.
Dude, I upgraded my PC just to play it better.
You did?
Yes. I bought a new video card for my computer so that I could run it at a higher resolution.
Sweet!
I have not upgraded my PC since I was like 18 years old.
Yeah. I remember those days, man.
Yeah. And I was still amazed that I could still manage to do it. Of course, it's not really hard. It's just like putting in Legos.
Yeah. But yeah, so what do you think? What's your initial first impression?
Well, obviously my first impression is that, oh my god, this is everything I wanted out of StarCraft for the past 12 years, because they have added so many things that I love. Like, the idle worker button is like the greatest invention ever. I love the fact that, like, if my dudes are, like, mining gas and then all of a sudden they run out of gas to mine, then they show up on my screen and I hit F1 and bam, I've got control of them and then they're doing something. It makes the flow so much better.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that, and since this is focused on Terran, because obviously that's this version of the game is the Terran, I'm playing through the campaign mode and I love how you can, like, make supply depots go underground so you can walk over them. So, like, your SCVs will no longer get trapped. That is just awesome.
Yeah. There's all kinds of touches and refinements and not just graphical upgrades, but actual gameplay upgrades. There's some reviews on this game on the net that are just so terrible, just basically, oh, StarCraft 1 with better graphics, you know?
Well, this is StarCraft 2 was not built to reinvent the RTS game. It was built for the people who have been waiting 12 years to play a new StarCraft, and they did it perfectly. They added everything that we could have ever wanted. They added some really awesome new units, like I don't know if you've played through the ProDOS at all, but they have this thing called the Mothership, which you can only get once you have like everything, and that thing just like obliterates everything on the map. I love how the ghosts on the Terran side now, the nuclear missiles are built at the Ghost Academy as opposed to being built at the command center.
Yeah.
I love the Thor unit, which does the Arnold Schwarzenegger voice.
Oh.
So when you click on him, he's like, it looks like somebody's got you pushing too many pencils. Yeah, and he quotes a bunch of Arnold movies, and it's just hilarious. But I love the new units. I love the fact that it is very balanced. Like, there's so many more units, and there's so many more upgrades. It's going to take me so long to learn it the way that I did the first game.
Yeah. A game that StarCraft II actually reminds me a lot of, just because of its execution and has nothing to do with the genre or anything, but it reminds me a lot of Super Street Fighter IV or Street Fighter IV. In that, you know, it's been a long time between a sequel, and in this case, much longer time. But when it comes out, you know, it doesn't screw too much with the formula. It refines it. It makes it beautiful. And it makes you want to fall in love with it all over again.
It's the longest I've spent at my PC. I think there's, 29 missions in the campaign. I think I'm, 12 in. And I'm actually really enjoying it because each mission teaches you a new unit, plus it also teaches you a new tactic, and the achievement system is so addicting because, there's so many things that you can do, during the missions, the one mission where you have to finish the map, without being killed by any of the stone warriors or, you know, just different little things. I think my favorite mission so far was the giant laser drill, which I don't know if you've made it that far yet. That was my favorite mission by far.
No, I'm much earlier in the campaign. I think I'm on mission 5. I did play some multiplayer game of it though.
Oh, did you get online? Did you get smoked? Because I'm afraid to get online because those guys are just sick.
I did get smoked. it was pretty funny too because. The first time I played multiplayer, it was me versus another player, and I got creamed pretty quickly. And then I started toggling between, game types, and I'm like, oh wow, it's three players versus computer. Well, I didn't know that it was three players versus three computers. And it was a bloody massacre. What was pretty crazy about it was one of the other two players was actually attacked first and was basically almost completely annihilated before they even started attacking me.
Yeah.
So I had a little bit more of an advantage than the first guy did. But then when they started attacking me, I was not prepared at all. Even though I thought I was prepared, the way they attacked me was in a way that I did not predict. Because I'm still relearning the game. I was never really good at StarCraft even back when I played a lot of it. I was never really good. So it's like, I've been really rusty, even though I did play a little bit of the original one earlier this year. A couple months ago I played a little bit of it, but I still had to relearn. I'm still relearning how to basically play the basics, basic level of the game, And multiplayer, man, you just go on there, and if you're not at least good at the game, you're going to get smoked.
Yeah, there ain't no doubt about that. We need to get together and set up a game. You need to add me to your friends list so we can play 2-on-1 comp matches so we can learn the different stuff. Because I still need to learn a lot of stuff. Like, I played as the Protoss, and you know, I got through quite a bit. What I found myself doing is I'll go into a skirmish, and I will put on the cheat code so that they can't kill me, so I can just sit there and learn all of the different upgrades and units and stuff so I don't get, like, massacred.
Yeah.
So, but that's what I've been doing. But I'd like to play some 2-on-1 comp matches, because those were my favorite things to play back in the day.
Oh yeah, I remember me and you, we would play modem to modem, a telephone line.
Yeah,
back when the internet was like
in its infancy.
It was high technology. So we just called each other on telephone, made our computers call each other, and we would play two player versus computer.
Yeah, 2v1. Oh God, yeah. The days, and there's so many more difficulty levels this time. So you could start off playing on normal, and then bump it up to hard, and then bump it up, you know, as you got better, or add another computer in. And my only complaints, if I had to nitpick the game, is that there's no local play anymore. There's no, like, if you have more than one computer on a network, there's no LAN play. Everything has to be done through Battle.net.
Yeah,
that kind of sucks. Because this was a huge LAN party game back in the day. Trying to think if there was any other complaints. It took me forever to get it installed, I can tell you that, because I downloaded, they sent me a code for it, I downloaded it, and it took like 6 hours to download because the servers were hammered. And then I had to patch it. I literally installed it at 12:01 because they sent me the code early that day, and I downloaded it, and it finished downloading at like 12.
So. Well, the thing about the lack of LAN party support is, I mean, if enough people, you know, cried about it, they could do a patch for it.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to a patch for it, because right now you can't do LAN, and it kind of sucks. I do like the achievement system; that's kind of addictive. There's an ass load of them.
I can see going back and playing past missions just to try to get the achievements, because I was doing this one mission. It's real early. It's like mission 3 or something like that, where you have to hold out before the rescue, before you get rescued.
Oh yeah, that one.
And in the middle of it, there's a part where there's these rebels that are also being attacked, and you can have the option to rescue them.
There's another mission like that where you're holding off in the at night, like the day and the night cycle. Have you done that one yet?
No.
There's like these monsters that come out at night, so during the day you can run around the map and destroy their hives, but during the night you have to defend. And then during the night there are like these big monsters that come out, and one of the guys tells you, like, hey, if you can go kill that thing, we'll get some Zerg research. So you basically have to walk out into this giant massacre to try to kill them.
Wow.
But it's pretty awesome. And it's all the little things, like the fact that you can put a cannon on top of the bunkers now as the humans adds like a whole new layer of strategy. Or the fact that you can upgrade your command center to have a cannon on top of it, so it's not defenseless when they finally get into your base.
Yes, I did that.
So there's just, and the fact you can upgrade bunkers to carry 6 guys now instead of just 4. And there's just so many little things, and they took out just the right units. Like the units that nobody used, like the Observer on the Terran side, nobody used that, so they took it out. The Queen on the Zerg side is now, you know, it's different. She doesn't fly around and stuff, and she like can produce larvae, so you can build stuff outside of the hive. I mean, they changed everything that needed to be changed. They add units that actually work, and the units that were useless they took out. So I look forward to learning it. I can probably play this game for another decade plus.
You know, the entire concept of that game and the story and the, like, it really, really intrigues me, but I'm very intimidated by the learning curve of it, because I'm not an RTS guy in the first place. So, and the concept that it's, you know, very, very, it's a very somewhat complicated RTS when you start learning it. It's very intimidating to me. But the whole concept of the game really, really intrigues me.
It is very intimidating. I will admit, the first time that I ever played StarCraft, somebody talked me into playing it, and I just got hammered because, you know, I'm just sitting there trying to figure out what to do. But the thing about StarCraft is that it's so well designed that the more you play it, the much better you get at it. And when you learn something new, you can't wait to go try it.
Right.
So it's kind of addictive in the learning process. I mean, it probably took me a good year or a year and a half to become, like, so in tune with the first game that I could just pop down, build my stuff, and know exactly what I wanted to do. But the thing is I never didn't want to know and go in there and learn how to play it. And that's what I think makes it really, really good.
Oh, yeah. Another thing that I really like about it, the single-player campaign, is how you can actually upgrade everything.
Oh, that is so addictive. Like, I'm sitting there, like, spending my points. I'm like, God, do I want my marauders to have more health, or do I want them to have a longer range? You know, it's just, there's so much stuff you can upgrade. Later in the game, you get these, like, turrets that can burrow into the ground, so when enemies come up to your base, instead of just having bunkers, you have these turrets that pop up and just, like, light the enemy on fire. There's just lots of cool stuff in that game. And there's, like, there's some stuff that I had been noticing when I was playing against the computer that I haven't even learned how to do yet. Like, there's a new SCV unit that goes out and, like, collects minerals faster.
There's all kinds of stuff. It's massive, man.
It is. I so look forward to playing that for the next, you know, 12 years. And it caused me to go out and buy a new video card for my PC, so, I mean, that says something.
I figure if I stick to my plan and I end up getting a new video card or a new like a gaming laptop when Diablo 3 comes out, because that's the Blizzard game that I'm really pumped to play. You guys were both hyped for StarCraft. I'm super hyped for Diablo 3.
Yeah.
So if I end up getting a laptop for Diablo, maybe I'll go back in time and try StarCraft 2. Maybe the second edition. that focuses on the different race will be out by then.
I'm sure it probably will, considering when Diablo will come out.
Right, yeah, which is probably never, honestly.
Yeah, I think everybody has a Blizzard game that they love except for Killer Wolverine. I don't think he likes any of them.
What's funny is I always liked Warcraft 2, Warcraft as well. I liked all three of them, but Warcraft as well. But I never did get into StarCraft.
StarCraft is my game. K-Dub, was I wrong? You don't have a Blizzard game, do you?
Not really.
No. Maybe you'll be the WoW guy.
Yeah, my ass.
Hey, I liked WoW I like WoW for what it is. I just can't play it because it's too much of a time sink. But, I mean, I played it for a couple months, and I really enjoyed what I played of it. It's just too much.
Well, I think Diablo is a game that I enjoy, but I just, it's not what StarCraft is to me. Oh, StarCraft. It's been beautiful. I haven't spent this much time on my PC in ages. And I can't believe that I can sit here for 2 or 3 hours and really just enjoy, you know, playing a PC game again. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, even the freaking installation of the game was like the most epic installation of a game I've ever seen.
Oh, okay.
I mean, do you know what I'm talking about? It actually narrates what happened in the first game.
Yeah.
And it's fully orchestral, it's voiceover talking about all the things that was going on, and I don't know, man, it was making me really, like, pumped up, man, just from the installation, just when it was installing.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I can't believe you got pumped up on the installation. I was just sitting there going, hurry the fuck up. I want to play the game.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. I don't want to be, you know, too much about StarCraft 2, but, you know.
I might try and find, down the line, I might try and find the first one. And try and play the first one first to see if I can get into it.
The first one, now that I've played the second one, is so simplified by comparison. So
yeah.
Well, good. That's what I need.
Even though I will say that the first one still holds up.
Oh, yeah, it does. I played it about a week before the second one came out, and I couldn't believe that it was still, like, excellent. Like, it's still good. So,
yeah.
And you can run it on your watch, so, you know, it doesn't require much anymore. Whereas StarCraft II runs really well no matter what you have, as long as you meet the minimum requirements. It's got a lot of settings that will help it run fairly well on just about any machine that's out right now. Which
yeah.
I like that.
On my MacBook Pro, it runs everything on medium settings.
Yeah, since my video card was crap in my PC, I had to run everything on low, so that's why I went out and bought. And I didn't buy like a $200-$300 video card. I bought a $50 video card.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, I didn't buy anything to go out and you know run Crysis 2 at maximum settings or anything, but. I can run everything on medium now, and I can run the game at 1440 by 900, which is the highest resolution.
That's good.
Sweet.
So it looks good, and it runs swell.
Yeah.
So I'm not complaining.
It slows down sometimes on mine when there's a lot of activity.
See, with my new video card, it does not. So that's the only thing I care about. Wanted some stable frame rateage.
Yeah.
Although I did max it out on my new video card, and it still runs, it just slows down.
Yeah, I can only imagine how those ProDOS carriers are going to be handled.
Yeah, that's a lot of going on.
Yeah, especially when you have an entire fleet of them taking out a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
That's a lot of crap going down.
Have you seen the nuclear missile attack? I even K-Dub saw that yesterday when he was over here.
No, I have not.
Tell me that's not epic.
It was pretty epic.
That shit just exploded. Oh, it's so much more satisfying than the first game. Oh, it was awesome. All right, but we'll move on to your future now.
Probably just more of the same.
There isn't Honestly. Anything big coming out this week except for Madden, and I know you're not a huge football fan, so.
The thing is, I was thinking about getting Ease 7 for PSP.
That's next week, though, right? 17th?
I thought it was 13th.
Well, I thought it was the 17th. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
It's Sega.
Yep.
I don't know.
All right, so
that's it.
We will move on now to the Wombat.
Holler.
Holler.
Right, well, try to take up some time because I'm going to have to step away for a moment.
All right.
I have to do something that Gambus Khan was talking about earlier.
What?
I have to urinate.
Oh, okay.
Not that. I will be back directly.
All right, so I played this week several things, actually, more than usual. I played Castlevania, as mentioned. I also played Hydro Thunder Hurricane, which is awesome. I loved Hydro Thunder in the arcade originally and on the Dreamcast, so it was awesome to play. I just played the trial, but it was awesome to play the trial and get the old Hydro Thunder feeling again.
Oh, yeah.
So I enjoy that one a lot. I also played the trial for Limbo, which I thought was really, really good, and I really liked the aesthetic to it. That's one I wouldn't mind owning down the road, because I thought they did a really good job with both the sort of the atmosphere of the game and also the puzzles and so forth. What else did I play this week? I also played some more Borderlands, and I also played some Red Dead Revolver.
Redemption.
I'm sorry, Red Dead Redemption. How do you know I didn't play Revolver?
Because.
You ain't know.
I know.
You ain't know.
I was right.
You were right, though. But I played that. And let's see. Other than that, I'll tell you the other game I played was I took advantage of the fact that for, I don't know if it was just for the weekend or how long it was for, but I took advantage of the fact that Civilization Revolution was free on the iPhone for, I don't know if it was a weekend or, like I said, I don't know how long it was for, but I took advantage of that fact and played that a decent amount. And I'll tell you, it works pretty well on the iPhone. I love the game on console, and I can, I mean, PC snobs can complain about how it's not Civilization and it's too dumbed down or whatever, but I still thought it was a lot of fun. So I played a decent amount of that on the iPhone this week and really enjoyed it. The only problem I have with it is sometimes it's hard to get your units to move where you want them to because the map, like your view of the map is kind of small. So if you want them to move a long distance along a road, it gets a little tough. But other than that, I mean, it's got pretty much all the features that its big brother on the consoles has. So I don't know if it's still going or not. If you don't have it already, you might want to check. Just check iTunes and see if it see if it's still free.
iPhone.
But there's nothing better than a game like that for free.
Well, that's, you know, that if frickin' iTunes will let me download it.
You got to be on Wi-Fi.
No. It's not that. I have a bunch of updates on my iPod.
Yeah.
And I tried to update the other day, and it basically told me that I need to put in a credit card to update free apps.
What?
Yeah, I'm very pissed about that.
What have you done?
I've done nothing. I went to update my Best Buy app that I use to like look at the weekly ad, and it told me I need to put in a credit card.
Interesting.
That is lame.
I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not putting in a credit card. You can suck it.
It it probably wants you. Did you have a credit card on there before?
No, I have never put a credit card on iTunes.
Really?
Nope.
Interesting. I don't know.
Very angry at it right now.
Yeah, because I mean, I understand they want your credit card information for when you buy stuff on iTunes, but if you're just going to download free stuff, you shouldn't have to give them your credit card number.
No, I shouldn't. I will punch them in the chest.
Well, don't do that.
That's how to do it.
I'm checking now to see if it's free still. What the hell? What, am I on the wrong thing?
It's still free. I just checked.
Oh, well, boom, aren't you, fast?
Well, if you like, if you liked Civilization Revolution on the console, I definitely recommend it because it's a lot of fun, and it, like I said, it works pretty well on the iPhone. But other than that, I mean, that pretty much wraps up what I played this week. As far as future fondling goes, who knows? I'd like to get back into some 3D Dot Game Hero, but who knows? It just depends. Oh, I played some more MLB The Show again this week. I decided to go back and, yeah, I'm one of those guys. I started playing it, and I don't know who here played it, but there's an option, and it's one of those things that normally I would decry and say it was awful, but because MLB The Show is one of my favorite games, I bowed to the pressure. In that game, you can buy 1,000 skill points for your created player.
Oh, shame on you.
For 99 cents each.
Shame on you.
Yes, I know. But I really wanted my pitcher to come out of the gate throwing heat.
Well, then earn it, son.
So I bought some points for him. Obviously, you've never played the career on MLB The Show, or you would understand that, well, then earn it doesn't really satisfy because it takes a while to earn points, especially when you're in AAA and AA and your guy's not that great.
It's just like real life.
You're right, but I didn't want to play real life. I wanted to play like I was a guy who could throw really hard and had a great curveball.
Well, if only we could solve all of our problems in life with 99 cents.
That would be awesome.
I would do it.
I would do it too.
Not me.
Liar. That's just because you can't afford 99 cents.
You bastard.
You ain't got no job.
You ain't got shit to do. I'm gonna get you high.
What?
What movie is that from? It's from a movie.
Friday.
Thank you. Hey, man. Well, yeah. How you get fired on your day off?
What's that big? Big perm.
Sorry, sorry.
Oh wait, I switched those two around. I'm sorry. It's big perm.
Big perm.
What he called, and he's big worm. So yeah. What's up, big perm?
Okay. Sorry, we're interrupting Womble. Sorry.
Oh no, you're not interrupting me because the fact of the matter is I got nothing else.
You got nothing else?
I got nothing else.
All right, then we'll move on to. Did you do your future?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I said maybe more 3D Dot Game Hero. Probably more show and maybe some more Red Dead Redemption. I don't know. Who knows?
Do you see? Do you know what's going on?
I might go to the Home Depot. I don't know. I don't know if I have time.
I went to the Home Depot once. Did you? What's up with Boogeyman?
What do you mean?
Did you see he was playing MLB 2K10?
Really?
And I'm like, why? I thought you guys were all gung-ho the show.
Well, you know what's funny is I am. I really like the show. But I actually enjoyed the career mode in MLB 2K10 this year. I played a decent clip of the career mode, and the career mode was actually pretty fun. It's just unfortunate that the rest of the game's kind of it just doesn't have the same polish that the show has. So.
That just shocked me. I'm like, why are you playing that? It's word.
Word.
Okay, so K-Doop.
Yep.
Doop.
Yep.
Doop.
Yep.
Go ahead, Dylan, what you playing?
The only thing I really played was FIFA 09. So, well, apparently that's about... Well, wait. No, no arcade game. yeah, I think that's it.
FIFA 09.
Yeah, man. I'm still kicking ass. 10-plus goals in a match.
Wow.
Yeah, I need
Do you play on easy?
Yeah, I need to start bumping up the difficulty.
It's not hard to kick ass on easy.
I play on easy too.
Yeah. Once you get used to it and you know you beefed up your skills, yeah, it's time to switch over to medium or whatever they call it, so
it's time to step up your game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's time to step it up in 3D.
No. Yikes. It's really never time for that.
It's ever. Time for it right now.
No.
Bust it.
No.
Bust it. Doom doom.
I'm bringing back Tone Loc. What?
Wow. Or no, that was Young MC, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were the same guy.
They were not the same guy. Young MC had a normal voice. Tone Loc sounded like he was born a frog and then turned into a man.
Yeah,
he was also an Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Oh, here we go. Back when Jim Carrey was funny?
Yep.
Funky Cole Medina.
Yeah. Alright, so if that's all you played, then what are you going to play this week?
Well, I played a little bit of something you're going to talk about.
Oh, so. Yes.
And then
oh,
I'll...
Yes.
Something. Madden something. On my radar this week.
Madden comes out on Tuesday.
It does.
It's kind of a big deal.
Kinda.
It only sells like 14 billion copies.
Yeah, only.
That's all.
That's all.
It's the only game that comes out that still comes out for the PS2 and sells.
Yep.
That's a 10-year-old system, and it has a new game coming out this week. What's up with that?
Don't know, man.
Are you done?
Done.
You gotta give me some kind of cue or something, because otherwise I'll just sit here.
I was kind of curious to see how long it would take you to find out.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's why you don't host the show.
Damn straight.
Anyway, obviously we talked about the big StarCraft already. Yeah! Talked about Castlevania. I did finally play through the Dragon Age Darkspawn Chronicles.
Yeah, how was that? That was the one that I was actually intrigued by.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Really?
Not
bad, huh?
Well, you know the end of the game when you're running through the city and it gets really kind of tedious and boring.
I mean, I didn't think it really got boring. It did get a little repetitive.
Yeah, that's what you're doing again.
Really?
Except the other way.
Gotcha.
So, and there's no dialogue except for when the, you know, spoiler alert, the archdemon is talking to you, telling you what to do.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really about it. Yeah, that's why I said spoiler first, bitch.
Man, I can't play it now.
I think that's a spoiler.
You're not going to play it.
I mean, they talk about the archdemon at the very beginning of the game.
Yeah,
see,
but
that's another spoiler. God damn it.
At the beginning of the game? Well, basically, you fight up to the end of the game, and you basically just change the ending.
Interesting.
So, there you go.
Sweet.
There you go.
But yeah, it's really kind of just drab, and it glitched on me. Imagine that. Dragon Age glitched on me.
Imagine that.
So, I couldn't complete a quest because the quest dude would not talk to me.
Nice.
So basically, I ran around in the courtyard for like an hour, just killing stuff, and they kept respawning, so it would never go forward. But yeah, I by the end of it, actually by halfway through it, I'm like, God, I wish this was over. I got into a fighting game kick. Obviously, because BlazBlue, and I'm surprised Gambus didn't talk about this. BlazBlue, what is it? Continuum Shift. I get confused by the subtitles. The first one's called Calamity Trigger. This one's called Continuum Shift. So I get confused. I got in. I played Super Street Fighter 4. I finally got online. I hadn't been online because I bought the game the week my son was born, and I never got a chance to play it really. So I got online, and it took me about 4 matches before I won one. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to quit on a high note because I suck. I still like that game. I hooked up my fighting stick and downloaded the new costumes. I'm a sucker too.
Yeah, you're hating on me.
Yeah, but at least I didn't buy stats. At least, you know, they're cool looking. You know, you want to play with Cammy in the Bison outfit. That's just badass. That's Bamf. Okay.
Really?
That's Bamf.
You could get the Bison outfit for Cammy.
Yeah, except it's like got boy shorts on or something. I don't know.
Boy shorts.
Super Street Fighter 4 is still awesome. I also played some of the original BlazBlue to get set up for BlazBlue Continuum Shift. And Continuum Shift is just freaking awesome. I think I've probably sunk like 10 hours in that game so far, and I've completed like maybe 10% of it. So, I mean, there's just a ton of stuff. There's already a DLC character out, which is a raccoon with underboob.
Yikes.
Yeah. You know, come on, you've seen the other characters in that game. Is that really weird?
Yeah, I chased off a raccoon with underboob from my back porch yesterday.
And why did you run it off?
Yeah. Just didn't look clean.
Eh, well, you know, its boobs are hanging out. But you want to talk about expensive DLC. BlazBlue's got like, what, you can buy colors for like $3, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I did pay for the character, and that's way overpriced. It's like $7 for an extra character. So by the time you buy all 4 of the DLC characters, the game will be a $60 game. So there you go.
Interesting.
But I do love the game. It's awesome.
I want to pick it up sometime.
If you pick it up sometime, I still need to play Drew, because Drew picked it up from over at Evolve Gaming, and because I was talking about it on Twitter, and I need to play with him. I still haven't gotten very good at the game. I'm still not very good, so. But I have fun playing it, and that's all that matters.
Which is all that counts.
What else did I play this week? Oh, yeah, I played Madden. NFL 11. Because I got it early.
I get it early.
I sound like Larry King there. I love it. I do. I'm obviously ready because football season officially starts today.
Yeah, yesterday.
I thought it was a Sunday.
We're going live Monday, homie.
People know we record it today.
You just have to say, shut up and just go.
You shut up. Football season, full swing, kicking off. We're ready to go. So I started my season. I do like the new play calling system. I am a fan of it because it makes games a little faster for those of us who don't really, you know, have to have to sit and plan every single play.
Yeah.
The only thing
is that when we played, same screen.
Yeah,
obviously, you don't hear the play that they pick for you.
No, but if you have a headset on, you do. I saw that in the loading screen last night.
Oh, so it does work. Okay,
yeah, if you put
cool.
the headset cool. in, you can hear the guy talking into your headset telling you what your play going to do and why they picked it. So,
cool.
I'm sad they took away the halftime show. I don't know why, but I am sad because I thought it was cool. I like to see what was going on around the league. I do like the new announcer. I think he is very, very like energetic, which was a lot better than the guy that was on it last year. So, but it's Madden. Madden is Madden. I mean, you know, what else are you gonna do?
Yeah.
It's definitely worth picking up. Obviously, for the there's a lot of changes in it. The locomotion. I'm a big fan of the locomotion, where the runners and the characters all have the right motion when they get hit or when they try to dodge out of a tackle. Just a lot of little tweaks. I like the new presentation stuff, like seeing the players get off the bus at the beginning of the match. Just a lot of new stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of little improvements from last year, like you were saying. Like when you did that over the shoulder catch and he was off balance.
Oh yeah, and he kind of falls backwards.
Over, tried to look, and he was falling backwards, and he had to regain his footing. So that's, you know, little stuff like that. Just I think fans will appreciate.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there this year. And
hey, Zero.
Yes,
I like the locomotion too.
Shut
the
up.
Locomotion. Come on.
See, I knew that
on.
Was coming.
I knew somebody was going to make the joke.
I can't. Really?
If you like it, who sings it?
Colin,
well, there's Colin, been a couple people. Debbie Gibson sang it.
Kylie Minogue sang it in the 80s.
Oh, is that who it was?
Did you say Kylie Minogue? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Kylie Minogue, yeah. Okay. I didn't know Debbie Gibson sang it.
She probably didn't.
Oh.
It just sounded like a song that Debbie Gibson would sing. I don't remember who sang the original version.
I wanted.
Because there was the original version was sung by a male singer and came out in the 60s, so I don't know who sang it.
Holy shit, that game's going to be televised tonight. I'm sorry, I got off track.
What, the locomotion?
Yeah. No, the Dallas Cowboys at the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah,
the Hall of Fame game or whatever?
I will have that on television.
Amen. 8 o'clock, NBC, yo.
Yes.
I will not have that on television.
What are Timberlands?
They're
it's a brand of shoe.
Is it what kind of shoe is it?
They're like hiking boots almost, I think.
Are they like popular stuff, like Abercrombie Fitch stuff?
They're pretty popular. They're not like preppy dress shoes.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Why?
Just like everything else, they're popular in some circles and not popular in other circles.
Somebody just tweeted about it. I'm just curious what they were.
They're really nice. They really are.
I think I've heard that word thrown around in a negative connotation. I think that's why I asked.
Well, there's a producer, a rap producer named Timbaland.
Okay. Maybe that's what it is. Because I can't keep up with all...
he's not related to the shoes.
Isn't there a rapper named T.I. too?
Yes.
Yes.
And that makes no sense?
No.
And it just... What's it stand for?
Why does
for?
It make no sense?
What's it stand for?
I have no idea. I thought maybe you knew what it stood for and it
I
made
do.
No sense.
I knew what it stands for.
Total
what does it stand
insanity.
For?
Total insanity. I was going to say titty insulin, but you know.
Wow. Did I just hear Gamus Khan actually know what it stood for?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Now you're a man.
Bam.
That wraps me up. Oh, I did. Since I had a new video card installed, you know, I had to go download a bunch of demos to see what they look like.
Yeah.
I downloaded Crysis because it said I could run it, and it doesn't look bad.
Really?
Yeah. For a $40 video card, it don't look that bad. I actually finally played Crysis, and I'm like, this is again why I don't play on the PC. Because I got to tweak it 400 times before I can actually play it.
Right.
Whereas I could just pop it in my Xbox and play it, but that game's not on my Xbox, so I had to try it out.
Second one will be.
Yes, it will, and I will play it. To this week, I am actually really excited. Obviously, I've already got Madden, so I don't have to get excited about that. But the arcade game this week has me really excited. The Monday Night Combat. Have you seen it? It looks freaking awesome. It looks like Team Fortress meets that old Death Row game, where it's just like an arena match, but you play in third person like Team Fortress, you know, where you have different class-based characters and stuff. It's all multiplayer. Looks really fun. So I'm excited about playing that. And I actually may get my copy of Kane and Lynch Dog Days this week, so I'm actually excited about playing that too. But we'll see. We'll see what shows up. Otherwise, I'll just be playing more Madden, more StarCraft, and more Blaze Blue, which are my hot buttons right now. I'm all about it. I'm about it.
About it.
That's what I got to do. We're going to do that. But that is the... Blah, 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 blah. That's a great way to start back in. Yeah. Now that the fondling is over, we got some news to talk about.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt. Brought to you by My Junk. What, I paid for the time. I can dedicate it to whatever I want to. So I'm dedicating it to My Junk. Look at My Junk. Everybody talk about My Junk. And now your host, My Junk.
Well, I want you to put your junk up to the microphone and have it talk.
My Junk.
Like, why do we still call it Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt? I'm trying to figure that out.
Oh, man.
Why don't we call it your junk? We'll just call it news junk. The news shows it's junk. Apparently there is a patent out there showing Kinect understanding sign language.
Nice.
So, you know, in case your Kinect is deaf, you know, you can sign what you want it to do.
You're like, here's a sign for flipping the bird.
Yeah, is there a sign for flipping the bird, or can you just flip the bird?
I'm pretty sure you can just flip the bird.
Can you get subtitles of that? I think we broke Gambus.
Oh, man.
Anyway, Sony Online Entertainment announces the next EverQuest.
Really?
Yeah, it's called EverQuest Next. So apparently they weren't really trying.
That's an ass name for the next EverQuest.
Yeah, they weren't really trying when they came up with that name.
They could have called it Try.
Oh, so funny. Anyway, see if I bet Gambus is the only one in the room that knows who this is. Fumitu Ueda confirms he'll show something at TGS. Maybe.
How do you spell his last name?
Ueda. I'd imagine that's pronounced Ueda or Ueda.
Ueda. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I want to say that he's involved with Sony.
Yeah, isn't that the? Is that the Shadow of the Colossus guy?
There you go. Wow. Okay. Gambus, you just got owned.
Hey,
that's right,
close.
Right? He's the Team ICO guy?
Yes, he's be showing the Last Guardian stuff.
Well, his games were all exclusive to Sony.
That's a cheap way to go about it. You just guess Sony. Because obviously it wasn't Microsoft. They don't have anybody employed there with a Japanese name.
Wow.
And we all know Nintendo's names. No, because we all know Nintendo's. Even like... people on the street know who Miyamoto is. Shit.
I doubt that.
I don't. Okay, I do. Anyway, Harmony of Despair, which we were talking about earlier, DLC, is bringing a pyramid-shaped castle and some new characters, apparently. Maria.
Sweet.
I know Maria's coming, and I can't see the other one because it's like a light reflection on it. I can't see it. But I can see Maria. Maria! Maria!
Malia.
Seriously, we're really reaching for news when we're talking about designers going from one place to another. It's like saying, you know, John went from Burger King to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Nobody really is going to notice. Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light, the online co-op, has been delayed. The game still comes out on August 18th, but the online co-op will not be available until September when the game launches on PSN and Steam. So even though the Xbox 360 gamers get it early, you can't play online. You can't play online. Borderlands patch has leaked some DLC details, which include a ninja claptrap.
Nice.
Sweet.
Wow, that was really loud. Apparently the DLC is going to be focused around claptraps, and enemies will include various versions of them, including grunts, midgets, kamikazes, racks, and turrets. So
sounds awesome.
Okay.
Claptrap. Sounds like it has the potential to be awesome, at least.
Well, yeah, it's Claptrap. Claptrap's one of the, like, iconic things from that game.
I want an action figure of Claptrap.
I bet you want the Claptrap.
She got the clap.
More Ratchet & Clank is in development, says the voice actor. So, that's how we get things confirmed nowadays, is people playing the characters are like, oh, yeah, I'm doing a new one. What's an NDA? So there you go. Got some more Ratchet to come in. Puzzle Quest 2 is coming to PC this week. Apparently the Child's Play Golden Charity has hit over $20,000 from Valve.
Which is awesome.
Here's a game that Gambus needs to review. Zombie Cow's Dual Stick Shooter. Have you heard of this game? It's called Privates.
Wow.
Really?
It features Marines with condom hats, and basically you go inside of... privates, actually. And fight things like sperm and stuff. It promotes safe sex. It's an educational title, and it will be released on Xbox Live at some point.
Interesting.
Wow. Okay. I don't know what to say to that.
It's an indie game, so it's not like it's going to be like a Summer of Arcade or anything.
No.
This week on Summer of Arcade, Condom Hat Fighters.
Condom Hat Fighters.
Sounds like it's Summer of Arcade After Dark.
Oh, Jesus. Sonic Colors is shipping on November 16th with the theme song from Ice-T. Colors. Colors. Sonic Colors.
Colors.
Dude, I'd buy the game if Sonic came out to the Ice-T song and he had, like, sunglasses and a big gold chain on. That would be a P-I-M-P.
I want that what they're giving away for pre-orders.
What's that, a furry?
No,
the furry convention?
It's a freaking, like headpiece that makes your head look like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wow.
Yeah, you'd be the only one who would want that.
So it is furry stuff, then.
See? You can wear that to the furry convention.
I'd wear out in public.
I would pay money to watch you.
Does it have the face and everything?
No, it's just the
like
top
ears
with the spikes.
Yeah, like ears or something. You put it on your head, you look like a fruit.
I'd run across a parking lot with that thing on.
I'd almost pay money just to see you run across the parking lot. True Crime Hong Kong has been delayed till 2011, so we won't get to talk about how mediocre it is until next year. Wow, I got no response on that joke.
Just like True Crime.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. True Crime actually did look pretty good. The video I saw at E3.
Yeah, well, the first one looked good.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, from a gameplay aspect, it looked good, and it also looked good as a storyline.
Well, here's the funny thing. You know who it's made by, right?
It's Activision?
Yeah, but the developer.
No, I don't recall.
It's the same guys that made Mod Nation Racers, so...
Interesting.
Are making True Crime?
Yes. Same exact team, United Front Games. Yeah, go sort that one out. Activision's...
I'm surprised there's no crazy dragons in Mod Nation Racers.
I know. Speaking of Activision, they're making moves to combat the used game market. Suggest that we might see more than just maps released as DLC for Black Ops, Call of Duty Black Ops. Doesn't matter what they release as DLC for Call of Duty Black Ops, it will sell.
Yeah.
800 million copies.
Yeah. What the hell is that?
It was what?
I got some, like, music playing.
It's not me, man.
It's not me.
It sounds awesome, whatever it is. This is like, dude, it's like old school NES music. I swear to God, it's awesome.
I'm not hearing anything.
I wonder if it'll show up on the show.
Oh, it will. I'm bussing it.
Apparently the word of the day is bust it.
Okay. Well, I muted it, although maybe I should leave it on.
It's probably better than our show.
Oh, it's over. Oh, wait, no, it's starting over. I'm going to leave it on while I talk about the news. It's badass. You got to listen to it. Warren Spector says Epic Mickey PS3 and 360 ports could happen.
Read, depending on how well it sells on the Wii.
Yeah, I know. Don't ruin my misleading news headlines. Guillermo del Toro is apparently negotiating a video game deal with THQ.
Oh, well,
yeah,
okay.
And I heard he's planning on making the Citizen Kane of games.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, well, he's
just
making...
funny that guys come in with no prior video game experience and just automatically assume that they're going to make the best game ever.
Yeah, because they made a movie. They're like, oh, I've made movies. Video games are nothing. I can make a Citizen Kane of video games.
Okay.
That's like their attitude, man. It's like they look down on video games, you know, as a media. At least that's the vibe that I always get.
Well, you know what? You know what I have to say about all that?
What's that?
That Peter Jackson game kicks ass.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. See,
I'll tell you, it's Moonblocks by Steven Spielberg
was very good. That game did kick ass.
But it was not the Citizen Kane of video games.
No. It was more like the Porky's of video games. It was really fun and entertaining. Anyway, Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock has been dated for September 28th, which I know nobody gets excited about this game anymore because it's Guitar Hero, you know. But have you seen the set list? It got leaked onto the internet the other day.
No.
Oh
my God, it is freaking incredible. It's probably the best music game set list I've ever seen. It went back to, Guitar Hero 2, where the songs really felt like they belonged in a music game. A music game about Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find it. I know I saw it somewhere, but I mean it is incredible, the set list is. I was really impressed. It actually excites me to play through it because I'm going to play it just like I play, you know, Guitar Hero 2 as a guitar game.
Right.
And I actually get excited about that. So, but if you can find that list out there, go find it. It's pretty impressive. Apparently, Call of Duty Black Ops is Activision's largest launch investment.
I can see that.
There you go. Tekken 6 leads the way as Namco Bandai Records sales increase, with 1.07 million units sold.
Wow.
That's quite a bit. Scott Pilgrim is like an old school NES game. The trailer. I think that's what the music's coming from, by the way.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Oh, gotcha.
Which I turned down a little bit, but it's still kicking. Still kicking. CCP White Wolf hint at a World of Darkness MMO reveal coming soon.
Okay. Another MMO. Sweet.
Rayman spent the longest in the UK charts at 261 weeks in the UK's top 40 since 1996.
Wow.
Really?
A long time. Peace Walker contributes to Konami's profits. So, duh.
What do you mean? contributes. Yeah. It was the profits.
Yeah, pretty much. Google Games continues growth with a social gaming acquisition. So here we go with more of this shit.
Didn't know they were in the game market.
Oh yeah, you know it's coming. First you start with mobile phones, and then you move into video games, because they're all the same, you know?
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, seriously, this story makes me laugh. Apparently Greg Hastings is accusing Activision of trying to steal his identity. Who would want to steal his identity?
Who would want? What's funny is they discussed that on the Evolve Gaming podcast this week. And we're talking about how angry he got about it. How angry he got about, and how he said that Activision were horrible effing people because they stole his identity, his son's identity.
Yeah, because everybody wants to know Greg Hastings.
Don't you? I mean, he's a great paintballist.
Oh yeah, it's so awesome to be the mastermind of a leisure. You know what I am? I am the ultimate pool jockey. I can frickin' float around on a raft better than anybody in the pool.
Then I'm gonna make a game and steal your identity.
Go ahead, if you really want to be me.
Yeah. Bring it.
Developer High Voltage, who is best known for their game The Conduit, has had a layoff hit, cutting as many as 30 staff members. Blizzard is apparently deleting inappropriate StarCraft maps. So yeah, all those guys out there that created the giant penis where your base is in the balls, yeah, that's gotta go. So stop doing that.
Hey man, awesome. It was a strategic effort.
Strategery.
Yes.
Bioshock DLC, the next one, is gonna focus on narrative and single player, which I guess nobody downloaded the new Bioshock DLC this week.
I still haven't played Bioshock 2 at all.
Well, shame on you for missing a great game this year.
I didn't know DLC went up last week.
Yes, it did. It's 400 points.
What does it consist of?
It's single player. I don't really know what it is. I think it has something to do with like those things where you like collected Adam, all the little sister.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I read that it was just like you escorting a little sister while she collects Adam.
Yeah.
My junk.
Yeah. Molyneux is addressing the concerns over Milo's inappropriate subtext.
Jesus.
Whatever. Oh, the music's gone.
Oh,
it was definitely, did you switch pages?
Yeah, I switched pages, so yeah, it's gone. Batman Arkham City was officially titled this week. It's the new Batman game. I don't like the name.
Yeah.
But they did confirm that Catwoman is in the game, which is awesome. Which, have you seen the cover for the Game Informer?
Mm-mm.
It looks... Oh, that artwork is awesome. With Batman on the front, like, with blood on his mouth where he's wiping it away, and then Catwoman hanging from the back, like, upside down on a chain. It just looks badass.
Sweet.
Fable 3 apparently will not have Kinect support at launch, although it might be patched later. Or not.
Yeah, which is what's funny, because they that was one of the big games that they were pushing, like the big mainstream games that they were pushing, the DLC, or the Kinect support for.
Yeah, whatever.
And now it doesn't have it.
Okay, here was the biggest news of the week. Are you ready for this? Modern Warfare 2 demo is now available.
Yeah.
That's the biggest news?
Yeah, biggest news of the week. Modern Warfare 2 demo's out.
So blew my mind.
For the 5 people who didn't buy it, you can play it now.
That is just totally mental, man.
Did anybody watch the Inafune-directed Dead Rising film that came out this week?
Nope.
No.
It is the first of 3 episodes is available for free on Xbox Live, so you can go download that.
How is it?
I don't know. I haven't watched it. That's why I asked.
Is it live action?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hmm.
Time Warner is crediting video games for a revenue surge. That's what happens when you own the Lego franchise.
Yeah.
So, gaming composes of 10% of internet time spent. corn is not an option on there.
Corn is 90%.
Yeah, but it's not an option. Actually, social networks are the number one. And online games are number two.
People didn't want to say porn.
Yeah, exactly. Social network equals porn. Apparently, Activision does not believe in female lead characters. Another Activision I hate you story this week. So, the sources say Activision management doesn't believe that females can sell games.
Wow.
Just look at DOA.
Yeah, because that Lara Croft game never sold a single copy, I don't think.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Not anymore. Uncharted movie loses out on potential director. Apparently David O. Russell was initially tapped for it. He directed Three Kings as well as Spanking the Monkey, which we go back to porn. let's see. Apparently Black and White Pokemon only has new Pokemon in the main quest, so all you Pikachu fans, you're just SOL.
SOL.
Kinect lag can be eliminated, according to a developer. So get on it. Torchlight 2 has been announced. It features co-op multiplayer.
Multiplayer.
Mass Effect.
I really want to play Torchlight.
Yeah, I booted it up on my PC the other day with a new video card and like superimposed the resolution. It was just freaking awesome. Mass Effect 3 is being shaped by 1,000 story variables. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Sweet.
That's a lot of nuts.
Yeah.
EA has registered 3 Syndicate trademarks, and yet still no game has been announced.
Ooh, I loved Syndicate.
Yeah, well, they've been teasing at that bitch for years.
What?
They've been teasing that bitch for years.
Yep. Kind of like a road rash.
Kind of like a Killer Instinct. Motherfuckers. Apparently the producer of the Tales series is discussing a new PS3 game.
Is it Tales of
3D Move?
Yeah. Tales of Fellatio.
What?
What?
Did you just say Tales of Fellatio?
That's a
Trouser Finley kiss.
Wow.
they ran out of names, man.
Tales of a Trouser Friendly Kiss. Apparently Konami is taking on the Professor Layton series. Zack and the Ombras. What the fuck? It sounds like a 50s band. Half Minute Hero sequel has been announced. It's called Half Minute Hero Second.
Why don't they just call him Full Minute Hero?
Well, because he doesn't last that long.
Oh.
Sega announces Shining Hearts.
Nice.
For the PSP.
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 That sounds dangerous.
It is, like Michael Jackson dangerous.
I got the Shining Heart. I don't know if there's a cure.
Tactics Ogre features redesigned classes. The new one does. You excited?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. Okay, whatever.
I'm vaguely intrigued.
What the fuck? Need for Speed Shift 2 has been announced. Can we get Need for Speed Hot Pursuit out?
Please.
Yeah, please.
So there you go. There you go. Crysis 2 has been delayed till 2011 as well. So, another game to take off your massive list of awesome games this year.
What's been?
What? Crysis 2. Oh. Electric Boogaloo.
I already had it pre-ordered.
Boogaloo. Launch copies of Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock will include Soundgarden's Best Of CD. Ah, shit, I ain't buying it now.
Well, you weren't anyway.
How do you even make a Best Of Soundgarden? Is it just like a dead air?
It's Spoon Man, and Black Hole Sun.
I thought it was just going to be. Again. I just thought it was going to be 60 minutes of static. That would be
that
the
would
best.
Be the best thing. Yes.
That would be the best Soundgarden CD ever.
I agree. Is it? Well, never mind. I'm safe. They should probably jack down the price then in order to sell it.
If you buy the Soundgarden edition, you get $10 off.
20.
Microsoft wins an online gaming patent suit. It's a 2004 case referring to a 1994 patent. So that kid shows you how long court takes.
Good lord, yeah. What was it consisting of?
The companies were accused of infringing on a 1994 patent owned by Harold Milton Jr., which related to an apparatus and method for electrically connecting remotely located video games, or simply online multiplayer gaming.
Yeah.
Oh. Like,
Well, I think he's got a bigger fight ahead if he wants to.
Well,
that's just ridiculous. The people trying to get away with this bullshit just cracks me up. Just cracks me up.
Hey.
I'm sure he, you know, invented the online multiplayer.
Well, Al Gore just sued Microsoft
because
he invented,
invented the internet. So.
Yeah, shit.
He invented...
I'd say he created online multiplayer.
Damn.
Yeah, man. So he needs to take his fight to Al Gore.
It's not the wind. Well, he's probably fighting a legal battle of his own right now.
Nope, it got settled.
Eh, whatever. Her name's Tipper.
Oh, wait, that
her name
was,
is
oh, my
Tipper.
God, I thought you were talking about the masseuse claiming that he, you know, sexually abused her.
Yeah, he probably did. He's like, here, this is the wind. Here's
he's
an
not,
inconvenient truth in my pants.
He's not Ben Roethlisberger, man.
It's an in my pants is an inconvenient truth.
That would be inconvenient.
Oh, I bet. Activision CEO Bobby Kotick. This is fucking Activision is everywhere, dude. He apparently lost a legal battle of sexual harassment. I'm sorry, harassment.
Harassment.
Harassment, what? Nothing.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you can't say harassment because it sounds like you're saying something dirty. You know, harassment,
yeah.
Nothing.
Right.
You know.
Is that true?
Yes, it's true. I've
never
kidding.
Heard that before?
Yeah.
No, that's the first I've heard of it.
You have to call it harassment. Which
I
sounds
have.
Just
seriously?
I will call it how I want
we
call
have
it.
The,
I'll call it sexually fucked in the ass if I want to.
Yikes.
You know what? I'm going to HR with that.
Go ahead, man. Okay. It's the fucking right to free speech.
Apparently the fucking right
I will
to...
take your...
Oh my god!
Oh,
somebody
wow.
say hurdle.
you're gonna make him hurt his ribs. Stop it!
Yeah, I'm kind of hurting right now.
Did you break ribs, Jason?
No, I just
he just barbecued them.
Yeah, I bruised them, but I think I also bruised my joints too, my arm joints.
Well, I mean, that's probably typical, because you fell pretty hard, I would imagine, so you're going to be sore.
Yeah.
You probably hurt stuff you don't even know you hurt yet.
Yeah, my whole upper half hurts whenever I move in certain ways.
Yeah, that could be bad.
Yeah.
According to a study, only 10 to 20% of game purchases are digital. So suck it.
Okay.
Nice.
There you go.
Really? 10 to 20%. That's a pretty big chunk.
Not really.
Yeah, really?
No, not really.
Compared to like 2 years ago when it was probably like 5%.
Dude, 2 years ago it wasn't even available, so you can't count that.
Yeah, right. It was available.
Not like it is now. You can download games on your butt.
Well, the thing is, that means...
That's harassment right there.
That means in 2 years from now, it's going to be like 35%.
No, it won't.
And then 2 years from then, it's going to be half and half.
Why are you so pro for this?
I'm not pro. I'm just saying, I just see the writing on the wall, man.
You think you see the future.
Keeping it real.
Your crystal ball is broken. Dirt 3 is coming next year. I'm excited. That's a great game.
Yeah.
Transformer, yeah. There's a Transformers MMO in development.
I heard about that.
Yes. So you can be Optimus Prime online, maybe.
among an army of Optimus Primes.
Yeah. It's just like if DC Universe was allowed you to play, there'd be just like nothing but Batmans. It'd be Batman MMO.
It'd be all Batmans with the occasional Superman, and but then all the Batmans would be calling the Superman players a certain expletive that I won't share.
Well, actually, there'll also be a big conglomerate of Wonder Womans, which consist of 45-year-old men.
Wonder Woman.
It's true.
NBA Jam has been confirmed for Xbox 360 and PS3, but you need to buy NBA Elite. I'm sorry, they changed the name of the game. NBA Elite 11 to get it.
Yeah, Elite 11.
What? That's the only way to get it?
That's it.
That's the only way to get it on Xbox and PS3.
That's the only way, motherfucker.
That's
the good news is they give it to you for free.
Yeah, it's free. For $60.
I fucking return it. Wait, that won't work, will it?
No, it won't work.
That won't work.
I'm a fucking bullshit. I don't want to play the fucking NBA bullshit.
Well, you can buy it on the Wii.
They know that they've been basically getting the floor mopped by 2K's basketball game the last couple years, so they've got to do something. So that's their way. They've redesigned the game, and then they decide that
suck it.
Right. That they need to sell it by making sure that's the only way you can get NBA Jam.
That's the only way.
I really hope they reconsider that.
Well, they won't.
That's shit.
Yeah.
Okay, here's...
Dude.
In other news.
Sorry. I'm sorry that came out of nowhere and it snuck up on me. StarCraft 2 sold 1.5 million units in 48 hours.
How many? 1.5 million?
Million.
Billion?
Mil, oh, okay. As in that's millimeter, you know, the size of your wiener.
It will be a billion after every single person in Korea buys it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'll be there. That's big stuff to Korea, man. The term Zerg Rush is actually a national saying.
Interesting. Sounds like a venereal disease.
It does.
Yo, man. That girl got the Zerg Rush. You better stay away from her. EA has announced The Sims Medieval.
Oh, great.
So, you can play with The Sims in Medieval
time. Now, let me ask you, is this a brand new engine, or is this an expansion for one of the games that's already out?
It just says The Sims Medieval. It's a spinoff of the popular franchise that takes place in the Middle Ages.
Okay, so it's a spinoff, so my guess would be it's using the same engine as Sims 3.
Oh, yeah.
Guess.
A PC version of Fable 3 has been delayed. Microsoft says that the PC version is now on a, quote, different schedule. No shit, that's what delayed means. Dumbass. Nope, don't care. Angry Birds is coming to DS, PSP, and PS3. I know a lot of people are happy about that.
Oh, Angry Birds is awesome. If you've never played Angry Birds, you're in for a treat when you play it the first time.
That sounds like a sex position.
Hey, oh, baby, man, you want to do the Angry Bird?
Let me show you my
Angry Bird.
You got a what? What'd you say, Gamus?
You got to stop with all this comedy. It's hurting me, man.
Well, it's hurting the audience, too, because they don't think it's funny.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Our entire show's been hurting the audience for 160-some episodes. I don't even remember what episode we're on anymore, if I'm being honest.
Way to go. Way to ruin that. You don't even know.
I don't.
Sony is releasing a Madden bundle for the PSP this week. Like, that's going to do anything. I'm sorry. The PSP is just so dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Halo Reach is going to punish habitual rage quitters. You're going to get punished. Does it say how? I'm not going to sit here and read this. Oh, it's after the implementation of the A-hole button in Halo 3. It doesn't say...
The A-hole button? Why don't I remember that?
It just
probably
mutes people.
Probably because we didn't play a lot of Halo 3.
Yeah. Here you go. 20 million Call of Duty map packs have been sold.
Yikes.
20 million.
And people wonder why they want to make it pay to play.
You think? The ex-Grin employees have formed a new studio. It's called Bankrupt. I'm sorry. It's called
We Make Subpar Games.
It's called Whiteout. So there you go. I know you're excited.
Yep.
God of War, The Ghost of Sparta is coming November 2nd. Will contain pre-order goodies and, of course, a PSP bundle.
Yep.
What that might the fuck was that?
What was that sound?
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh my god.
What is wrong with you, Jason?
I don't know.
Oh my god, that was an amazing sound. August Guitar Hero DLC is bringing the Megadeth. And we're not talking about new crappy Megadeth. We're talking about Peace Sells, But Who's Buying DLC. That's going to rock. Also, the used Weezer, Sum 41, and POD are also on the way this month.
Does it say what Weezer song?
No. I'm sure it's in the official release, but nothing here. EA Play announces Create. That's the name of the game. It's a family game focused on puzzle solving through creativity tools.
And does it use motion control?
It's on Xbox 360, Wii, PS3, and it includes Move support. So,
I had a feeling.
EA has trademarked Dead Space Sabotage.
I'll tell you now, with Sabotage.
Wow, that was very Bostonian of you.
Well, I can't stand it.
I know you planned it. Sega posts an $80.8 million quarterly profit. Don't know what made all that money, because they released Alpha Protocol and Iron Man 2 this quarter.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Operation Flashpoint Red River is coming in 2011.
Nice. So for the four people still playing Operation Flashpoint, they'll have more stuff to play.
They're excited that they just can't hide it. Insomniac is going to announce their new PS3 project sometime before PAX. And it will be demoed at the PAX panel on September 4th. Battlefield 3 beta invite is going to be included with the Medal of Honor limited edition.
Interesting.
So there you go. Cook Media, I'm guessing that's how you say it. K-O-C-H. I think it's pronounced Cook or Cock.
I don't know.
Cock.
Cock.
Denies alleged claims of unpaid PlayLogic bills. I wouldn't pay bills on that either, because fairy tale fights. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the F, man. Not what the F. Of course, Call of Duty Black Ops is going to be coming in a hardened and prestige edition. Bethesda apparently has no plans to develop for the iPhone, Wii, and the Facebook. God, I wish other studios would take this mentality. Please.
Yeah.
You're wasting your time. You're making a lot of money, but you're wasting your time, because I said so. September.
I said you're wasting your time.
Yeah, September 21st is officially declared Civilization 5 Day in Maryland.
Wow.
So they really have nothing else going on over there.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. Apparently Capcom has shown massive profit drops in this quarter, which sucks because a lot of their games were good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Monster Hunter.
No. Like Lost Planet.
Like Monster Hunter.
No. No.
Yes.
Apparently Nintendo posted a financial loss following declining DS sales? What? Since when did that happen?
What? I don't know.
What the fuck is a decline in a DS sale? Seriously, that thing, it prints money. if you could guess what the best selling Xbox Live Arcade game this year is, what would you think it would be? so far? Somebody in a wind tunnel?
Probably me.
If you could guess, just take a guess.
Let me think here.
Well, don't take too long.
Let's see, this year. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Anybody got a guess? K-Dub? Gambus?
No. I have no idea.
Toy Soldiers.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
I would not have guessed Toy Soldiers.
Me either. But that's it. Sony has doubled their PS3 sales in the April through June quarter. So, the system's finally gaining some momentum. The new DLC for Dragon Age is coming. It's called The Golems of Amgarok.
Yeah.
It's basically just a grinding dungeon, from what I hear. No story, anything like that. The 3DS, the release date has been announced, and it will be announced on September 29th.
Nice.
That's not nice. You don't announce an announcement. I frown at you.
Well, apparently you don't know Kojima too well.
Kojima?
Because he announces announcements.
I just ignore him anymore. When the game comes out, it comes out. Another game moving into 2011, which, I'm telling you what, Sony has like one game coming out for the fall this year now. SOCOM 4 has been delayed into 2011. So, that kind of sucks. I was looking forward to that. Lost in Shadow has been moved to 2011. There's a street named after Lara Croft in the UK.
Wow.
It's called Lara Croft Way. And apparently it doesn't go both ways.
Snap.
Oh, wow.
So, but yep, Activision. Female lead characters just don't work. Just don't work. They might get streets named after them.
But they don't work. Apparently a Rare fan site has finally closed its doors after the Rare studio declined to participate in the documentary. So it was the final straw on the camel's back that Rare refused to do the documentary, and then they said, "You know what? F it. We're done with you, Rare." They finally gave up on Rare after all these years.
Wow. It would have been the best thing that Rare did in years,
probably.
Yeah.
The Metalocalypse game for the 360 and the PS3 has been canceled.
Oh, ah!
Buss it.
That's crappy.
Here's K-Dub's big news for the week. Medal of Honor soundtrack headlined by the new Linkin Park single.
Yay.
No.
It's so beautiful, but aggressive at the same time.
Apparently a new, less semi-WWE franchise is coming next year.
Yeah.
In addition to WWE All-Stars.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
That's a little weird.
There you go.
Because I got to see plenty of that at E3.
I bet you did.
Old school WrestleMania for arcade.
WrestleManias.
Yeah.
And we're back to the Street Fighter X Tekken X Street Fighter news, so we obviously have covered everything. So we're going to do some tweeters.
Can we not do questions anymore?
I try, but there's like really nothing in there because everybody does the tweets now.
Tweets have kind of replaced the question thread.
Yeah, we need to clean it out eventually. There's like two or three in there. But I think I'm going to close that and just say, go to Twitter, bitch.
Go to Twitter.
But with the long questions, they can't really tweet about it.
Well, they could call me.
They seem to find a way.
Call me. They tweet like 14 times.
Right.
Hey, if you don't have Just Cause 2, Best Buy has it for $30.
Wow. That's a steal. Seriously,
that's a steal. And God of War 3.
Oh, snap.
God of War 3 for $30?
$30.
Get on your ass.
At Best Buy.
Get on your
ass. Sweet.
Get in there and do
that. Starting today.
Wow.
I gotta bring up the ad right now. You made me want to look at the shite.
Mass Effect 2 is $20.
Whoa.
Alan Wake is $20.
Really?
ODST is $20. Bioshock 2 is $20. Assassin's Creed 2 is $20. And so is Lost Planet 2.
Holy shit.
Dragon Age Origins is $15.
Jeez.
Little Legend, $10.
Left 4 Dead 2 is $15.
Yep.
Wow. Some good deals there.
I'm gonna have to go to Best Buy sometime this week.
How? You got no money.
They will probably be sold the fuck out, though. I'll tell you that, those prices.
I bet Brutal Legend won't.
Yeah. Split Second's $30 for those who want to try that out. God of War 3 and Just Cause are the steal there, I think.
$30.
Creed and Mass Effect. God damn.
Bioshock, dude. Lost Planet. All the games in the 1999 section you must own. Bioshock 2, Assassin's Creed 2, Lost Planet 2, Alan Wake, Mass Effect 2, and Halo 3. ODST. Yeah.
I don't know that I would say that... Lost Planet 2 is a must-own.
Well, nobody's asking you.
Yeah. Right, let's do tweets.
Let's do some tweeters.
H-Dogger says, what is the first game you're going to teach your children to play?
Probably Mario? Something kitty?
Grand Theft Auto? No, I'm just kidding.
Smallville Season 9. What's up?
Mega Man?
It's going to be something kiddy. And the funny thing is like that'll probably be the massive amount of Wii that gets played in my house then. It's when he gets old enough to play, because he'll be like, can I play Xbox? No.
Well, you know, I... one of the first games I learned to play was Mega Man.
Well, you know.
I'd rather not start my... Aww. I'd rather start him off hardcore.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I've changed the subject. I'm sorry. If you buy Madden 11, those games are those prices.
Oh. That's bunk.
Oh, that got me so fucking excited. Fuck it.
he had a raging semi.
Sorry, everyone.
You just preconceivably blew your load. Well, that's way to go.
Yeah, you did too. Shut up.
I just looked. You got it started.
Yeah. So you could have corrected me.
Whatever. Yeah.
Shut up. Go back to the tweets, man. Fuck that. Harassment.
Harassment. Key134 says, if Activision starts charging people to play Call of Duty online, I really doubt they'll sell anywhere near last year's Modern Warfare 2 sales.
No, they will.
I think it'll still sell a lot. I don't think it will sell as much. But I think it'll still sell well. Depends on how much they're charging. Honestly. Silfo says, so the two guys... Oh, in reference to... These next three tweets are all in reference to the fact that we didn't have a show last week. Silfo says, so the two guys without babies are the ones letting the side down. Step it up. Frustrated Fury says, what a bunch of slackers. You know, you could have had your favorite special guest or two on. Fixer says, bastards, just kidding, better be one next week. And H-Dogger says, if this laziness does not cease, I may be forced to release the Kraken.
Oh.
Of course, there were some extenuating circumstances.
Yes.
So,
Everybody feels bad now, because Gambus was in the hospital.
Right.
Yep.
Let's see. We got Follow Fridays from H-Dogger and Verk. H-Dogger also said, I've got a surprise for all of you, and then posted the infamous picture of the little kitten that's grasped onto the back of the lady's jeans, and it says, surprise butt sex.
I need to see
this.
It
says, it's waiting in the van.
Oh.
Scruff Money says, hey guys, as Ohioans, what's your thoughts on the LeBron James decision? Yeah, I'm a few weeks late. Well, I'll be 100% honest with you. I could care less about Cleveland sports. Cleveland is all the way across the state from us. So I really could care less about Cleveland sports. I don't like the Indians. I don't like the Cavs. I don't like the Browns.
No. Cleveland can all suck it.
Nope. Yeah, so, and their river caught fire.
Yes. So. Well, minus all the hate. Because I hate Cleveland just as much as you all do. But he has every right to go to wherever he wants to go. But, you know, the way he did it and publicized it and all this shit was he's an attention whore. And I personally don't care about where he went. I didn't care to, you know, take up TV time, a half hour or an hour, however much special.
It was an hour.
The decision special. That's who cares?
Yeah, who I thought really the, I thought the special was silly, but yeah. I really didn't care where he went.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's his decision, but the way he did it was completely asinine.
But it got a lot of ratings and donated a lot of money to charity, so what are you going to do? Jay Borsick says, "Hey guys, wish I could have been there, but I'm working a split shift today because someone called off. Why do people have to be dicks?" Well, if I had that answer for you, I could solve a lot of the Earth's problems.
Yeah.
I'd be a millionaire, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then he also says, "We need to get a multiplayer session of something going. What do you want to play?"
Yep.
Oh, that? Really?
I don't.
We haven't played that in a while.
Dude, I don't have the freaking slightest idea. You know, the last time I played a multiplayer game?
You know what I'd like to play before too long is Halo 3 again. I'd like to play
Halo 3 when
Reach comes out.
Halo 3 is always fun.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody has it. It's like Frampton comes alive.
It is.
Everybody owns it. Oh, wait, I just confused the younger audience.
Yeah.
I don't own Frampton Comes Alive.
You don't know who Peter Frampton is?
I know who he is. I don't own the fucking... God damn it. I don't own his album.
You got the joke, though. That's the only thing that mattered. Yeah, oh, wait a minute. Jay Borsick said he had a split shift today?
Yeah.
He's online playing Dante's Inferno.
Nice.
Haha, you cannot hide.
Maybe he's on his break.
He's on his break? Seriously? Maybe. Who goes and plays Dante's Inferno on their break?
I mean, I think, if I remember correctly, he lives really close to his employment. So if he's got like an hour, hour and a half break, whatever, go home, play some Dante's Inferno, and go back to work.
No, you go home and you eat.
Maybe he did that. Maybe he's doing it as he's playing Dante's Inferno.
Well, then I don't want to play with his controllers because they have Cheetos on them.
Cheetos. All right, the Jerk Store 81 says, "Is there a genre of video games you wish developers would stop making games for?" He'd choose sandbox games.
Shame on you.
Which I'm vehemently against.
Yes, don't do that.
I mean, vehemently against stopping making sandbox games, because I love sandbox games.
Don't you dare. I think they should stop making music and rhythm games.
I think they should stop making dance games.
That too.
Any kind of rhythm game, I think, has run its course.
And they should stop making games for real girls.
Games for real girls?
Real girls. You know,
they should
like,
stop making anything that's got a Z on the bottom of it, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You mean at the end of it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Thanks for holding me in.
Her ass meant nothing. There's a Z on the end of that.
Her ass
meant nothing.
And mouse 0000 says, hey. Krusty the Clown, hey, or if it's a Fat Albert, hey,
but, hey.
Depends on the piece over. The age of 30 or not.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true. Shotcaller 33 says, "What it do, N4G crew? Name a song that always gets stuck in your head. For me, it's the stupid Pina Colada song. Damn you song," says.
Actually, recently it's the fucking swing song on my son's swing.
Yeah,
I have to hear that fucking thing like 400 times a day.
Yeah, I get that one too.
I fall asleep better to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of that other song that always gets in my head.
That other song?
Yeah. Song. It's terrible, too. What is it? Like, I hate it. Oh, I'll tell you what it has been lately, because my wife listens to the radio in her car. I don't listen to the radio in my car, but she listens to the radio in her car. Is that stupid billionaire song? Has anybody heard this other than me? This I Want to Be a Billionaire So Effing Bad? Or So
No.
Freaking Bad?
No.
It's an awful, awful, awful song, but it gets stuck in my head really bad.
The song that gets stuck in my head is the classic Men Without Hats tune called The Safety Dance.
Wow.
We can dance if you want to. We can leave your cares behind. And if we don't dance, then we don't dance, and you're no friend
of
mine.
That is my ringtone.
That's why it's stuck in your head.
I got a cue word for you.
Yikes. And it's not quaint.
No.
And it's not for public consumption.
Well, that depends on where you live.
Let's see. All right, Squeeze Tea says...
Okay. What did he say?
Oh, you know what? It may be Squeezed Edie.
Squeezed Eddie?
I keep saying it's Squeezed E, but or Squeezed T, but he kind of looks like he's got it broken down. It might be Squeezed Eddie or Squeeze Eddie.
Squeeze Eddie.
Edie.
Squeeze Edie. Squeeze Edie.
Squeeze Edie.
Sounds
Squeeze
like
Edie.
Sounds like one of Justin's relatives.
Eddie, get his spaghetti.
It's a Squeeze Edie.
And then he says maturity in content or maturity in design. What's more needed? I.e., Heavy Rain had a mature topic versus Mass Effect 2 matured point-to-point gameplay.
I like the matured point-to-point gameplay.
I will agree, actually.
I don't like... Heavy Rain's mature topic is good, but it was so poorly acted that it kind of took it away from me a little bit. I think that bothered me.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, I didn't know that. That's just me.
Anybody else going to answer?
I agree with you, folks.
I think a combination of both.
You my cracker.
You my Ritz.
I'm the saltine.
Saltine ninjas.
All right. Holy cow. And DizLowboy tweeted this without having heard our sponsor, which is what's funny. It says, who has the biggest junk? By junk, I mean video game stuff. That's zero tolerance by far,
what?
Those video game stuff.
What? I think that's Gambas.
No.
I stopped collecting that crap. There's nothing here that you can pinpoint on me.
Okay, maybe it is Gambas, I don't know.
I think it's Gambas, because Gambas has like all those standees and shit that I just stopped getting. Although, you know he was the first one to call me out over there. He's like, yo.
Thing is,
he made that sound exactly like he was a monster on Sesame Street.
Yo.
Like he was Tony Robbins.
My collecting will probably be severely slowed down in the future.
Uh-oh. What are you saying, Gambas? Do I hear wedding bells?
Maybe.
Oh, snap!
Maybe.
Here comes the bride. Her ass meant nothing to me.
Stay tuned for an announcement. I'll announce an announcement.
He's going to announce the announcement.
I'm going to announce the announcement, and I don't have a release date for the announcement yet.
Nice. All right. Continuing on. DizLowboy916 wants to know if anybody watches Jersey Shore.
Fuck no.
And has anyone found a show that replaced their love for Lost?
Jersey Shore, no. My replace my love for Lost? No. You can't do that. You can...
No, but to fill the void. I've encountered quite a few shows.
No, I've watched... I actually, just continued my regular shows. I haven't replaced a show yet.
Right.
I don't think I will, because I don't have enough frickin' time to think anymore, let alone come up with a new show to watch.
No, since Lost ended, I have found Dexter.
Dexter's
I have killed
a great show.
Six seasons of The Office.
The Office is another great show.
So I'm caught up with The Office, and then I moved to Weeds, which is interesting.
Are you just bored?
Durr.
Jesus.
Durr.
God bless America, man. Get a job.
I'm trying, motherfucker.
Well, apparently not hard enough. You're too busy watching fucking television.
How am I... Okay. All right. You sit next to me on my little desk, and you see every day that I've done everything I can do to get a fucking job in this stupid-ass economy.
Oh, if I can sit on your lap.
Okay.
Wow. Moving on.
Moving on up.
StarCraft 2, Fixer is a man after my own heart. He says, StarCraft 2 equals awesome. Now the continued wait for the game that will be better, Diablo 3.
Oh, would you stop with this shit? We have never come out and said, StarCraft better than Diablo. I don't know why you gotta be like that. You know why? It's, you know what it really is? It's jealousy.
Jealousy that one's out now and the other one's not.
Yeah, that and the fact that you're, you know, you're jealous of the StarCraft.
No.
Yeah.
It's jealous of the fact that StarCraft's out now and Diablo won't be out for another 6.5 years.
Yeah, well, you know, we had to wait 12, so suck it.
Well, Diablo's coming up on that.
Yeah, it's still got a ways. You got Diablo 2, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You've already got 2, so, you know, and an expansion, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
And he says also Altus is not the only one with pictures. He posted a lovely picture that people can go see if they want to.
Yeah, they can see that. And Gambus is jealous of the couch, apparently.
Yes.
But you can't talk like that anymore. You're getting married.
Yep.
Yeah. I have to leave that life behind.
You do. You have to get rid of that collection.
Your life is cavorting and...
I think Killer Wolverine will take your special collection.
Hell no, I won't.
Dude, can you imagine how massive that thing is? You could make a mint selling it.
Well, I ain't taking it.
Moving on. Article 31 says, finally got myself an Xbox 360. What are all your guys' gamer tags again?
Gambus Khan's is full.
Yeah, Gambus Khan's gamer tag list is full. Mine is Wombat RP. Killer Wolverine, Zero Tolerance, and yours is just Gambus Khan, isn't it, Jason?
Yeah, it's just Gambus Khan.
But it's full. And
if anybody wants to add me as a friend, just send me a message, and I'll be sure to clear out some space.
He'll put you on a waiting list. He'll put you five miles long.
I cleared mine out the other day, so I have 2 free spots. So, get them while the getting's good.
Get them while the getting's good.
Can I get one of those spots?
No, I deleted you for a reason.
Aw, my feelings am hurt.
I can't have cheeseburger.
Gray F34 says, hey guys, getting pumped for the NFL season.
Damn right.
Go Packers.
Go Raiders.
Bud Raiders.
Yeah, whatever, shut up. How many Super Bowl rings you got? Yeah, suck
65.
It.
65.
You have 0.
You're right, I do.
Iceman2885 says, haven't played a game on a console for a week and a half. Dang you, StarCraft 2.
Yeah, whatever. StarCraft 2, I love you.
Yes, I concur.
That's who he's marrying, by the way.
StarCraft 2.
StarCraft 2.
Yes. I'm looking at the rings, what kind of ring that I could put on it.
Give it a red ring.
Oh, yeah. You sneaky bitch.
Yeah, what can I say?
Settled Falcon says...
That's a new name.
Yeah. Irrational Games is going to reveal their new game in 4 days. Any idea what it might be?
System Shock for the next generation.
Might be.
That's my guess, because they've had so much request for it, and after the success of Bioshock, they've been working on it for the past 2 years.
That would be awesome. That would be really awesome.
I just called it, bitches.
I wonder if they'll ever make a Freedom Force sequel.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Are you thinking of the same thing, Jason?
Freedom Force?
I'm thinking of the Xbox third-person shooter.
No, that's Freedom Fighters.
That's Freedom Fighters. Okay, Freedom Force was a PC game.
Okay, yeah.
Comic book style.
They made an expansion pack, too. Didn't they? They called it the Third Reich or something?
Yep, Freedom Force versus the Third Reich.
See, I know my shite.
I remember the box art.
Yeah, the Freedom Fighters was made by... they've done other stuff. IO Interactive. They did Hitman and Kanan Lynch.
Yeah, I was going to say the soundtrack was from Joseph Keed, who did the Hitman music.
Did you mean Jesper Kidd?
Yeah, you know how I always mispronounce stuff.
I was just making sure, because I'm like, I've never heard of Joseph Keed.
Jessup Keys.
maybe I was trying to sound it out like it might have been in the native tongue.
There you go. Because his... Yeah, never mind.
And Killer Wolverine tweeted into the podcast to say StarCraft is better than Diablo, even though he's probably never played either.
Oh.
That's the final word in that shit.
Yeah.
Have you ever played either?
No.
Killer Wolverine has taken the side.
He's picked Team Edward.
Or he's taken him.
Killer Wolverine is Team Edward.
Yeah, we should make Team Diablo and Team StarCraft shirts.
We should, and they should, some one of them should sparkle and the other one should shapeshift. So there
you
go.
That would be so awesome.
No, it wouldn't.
And they should both be really girly.
It would be so fruity.
Yeah.
And by that, he means they would be scratch and shit, sniff.
I don't want anything to do with the scratch and shit.
Can you imagine? What's this? Scratch, 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 scratch. Oh!
Oh, all right. Oh my Jesus.
That's all the tweets. As usual, if you're not already following us at M4G Podcast.
Scratchandshit.com.
Wow. Follow us individually at... I don't even know.
At Killer Wolverine.
Killer Wolverine. Zero... Or ZTGD. And R. Wombold.
I'm going to check and see if that name is available on Twitter.
Just get out of this show.
I'm going to find out. Hold on. Let me see.
If it's not, are you going to make it?
I'm going to.
I don't think you can. I got some shout-outs.
Go ahead. I'm going to look up this name. Shit, that's me. That's one of them.
I do want to real quick, Gambus, before you get into your shout-outs, I do want to shout out the Evolve Gaming Podcast and thank them for having me on as a special guest this week. It was a lot of fun. I had a good time.
There's a lot of shit on Twitter. Shit Bobby says, Cribba shit. shit Mini T say, what the hell? Badass teen shit. Wow.
Okay, I got a couple shout outs.
Go ahead, Scratch and Shit.
Evolve Gaming Podcast.
Wow, they get Pink a double shout.
Yeah, Pink and Deadly Podcast.
Which we posted an article from them the other day. Did you see that? Yes. That was a very good article.
Yeah, it was quite intuitive from Shelmo. It was awesome. I read it. It was pretty in-depth. It was really, really nice.
She wrote it for college, and she asked me if I wanted to post it up, and I said I would love to because that's the kind of stuff I like to put out there.
Yeah, she did a really, really great job on it. It was really, really awesome. Let me think. Shout out to Red Sun Gamer Podcast. Shout out to let me see here.
You got a list?
Kinda, sort of.
You like at the Emmys or something? I'd like to thank God.
I'd like to thank
my mama,
my parents,
and Dolph Lundgren.
What?
For being in Rocky
Dolph
IV.
Lundgren.
I'd like to give a shout out
being
to
in the Punisher movie.
Steve Machuga from Front Towards Gamer Podcast.
Did you butcher that again?
Probably a little bit.
Okay.
AKA Shanghai 6 on the Front Toward Gamer Podcast. And I started listening to a brand new podcast.
Uh-oh, we got another one on the table.
A new podcast. This individual named Darren Speed contacted me on Facebook. He's Scottish.
Okay, that matters.
Yeah, he mentioned that the show might be a little bit tough to understand because of their thick accents. I've had no problem understanding. But it's a podcast. Now, the podcast name is called the Down to For It X Podcast.
What the? I'm confused.
Yeah, Down to For It X.
You say that three times fast, Beetlejuice comes out.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like it's supposed to be like the motion for Fireball. It's spelled...
Oh, okay, now it makes sense.
Yeah, now that you've said it like that, if you just would have said the motion for a fireball, I'd have got it.
But it's spelled as in one word, D-O-W-N-T-O...
I know how to spell it.
Yeah.
I graduated third grade.
I gotcha.
But this podcast is like unlike any other video game podcast.
I actually really like that name.
Yeah, it's a really cool name, and it's a really cool show. It's like like a storyline, almost like a sometimes it's sci-fi, sometimes it's a horror storyline, but it is absolutely freaking hilarious. If you can imagine like a skit show, like something like In Living Color, or something like Saturday Night Live, where it's like a bunch of skits, but think of it as an audio experience, and it deals with gaming, and it is absolutely genius. I guess it takes them like a month to make one episode or something like that. I think he said a couple months for a few of the episodes, but it's incredibly high production value. The editing per episode, because each episode seems to be between a half hour to there's a couple of them that are like an hour long. The editing would be a complete and utter nightmare, I think, because they'll be like in the middle of something, and then all of a sudden for like 20 seconds, it'll be like a completely made-up commercial that just came out of nowhere, and they'll like say something along with sound effects, music in the background, and it would be like something that's like absolutely hilarious, and it'd be just like one of those things. It's like when you're listening to it, you have like absolutely no idea what you're going to hear. Like, you know, it can do a complete 360 on you. And it's like it kind of straddles the line of insanity and genius, but it is completely funny. And I urge everybody to give this podcast a listen, because it is it's one of the most entertaining podcasts I've ever listened to. Period.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And one more shout out. My girlfriend, she bought me StarCraft 2.
Nice. Your mom bought me StarCraft 2.
Oh!
What's up? What's up?
Yeah.
Really? I just got a press release. This Cargasm.
Nice.
So that's the kind of people that send out press releases on fucking Sunday. Yes, we're done. Jesus. We lost Justin.
We did?
He got kicked. Hold on. Shit, I can't. Can I bring him back in?
Well, I don't know.
Son of a bitch.
Maybe.
I can't do this. I'm gonna. Oh, there we go. I'm just gonna say wah. I'm trying to throw this out at the end of the show. Like, come on. Welcome back, Justin.
Yeah.
Did you just flush a toilet?
Me? No, I did not flush a toilet.
That sounded awesome. Anyway,
did you just get run over by a car?
Yes, I did.
That was cool. Okay, well, we need to go, but I wanted to bring you back in so you could say goodbye.
Oh, how nice.
See ya.
See ya.
Okay, Gambus, you know what to do.
Well said.
Well said, indeed.
Alrighty then, and...
She is a natural. She is a centerfold.